Okay, so I want to go weiter in some Kuvtzadi. I just want to finish up. We didn't quite finish the from the Shir for Memtes, from Packet Memtes. We'll try and finish that now and then move on to the other one we should be able to do in its entirety today. So I think we were discussing, let's look back at Ramban in 34, okay? I think that's what we're up to. We discussed two things. The Ramban, that's the Ramban Hilchos Nida Perek Dalet Os Dalet. We spoke about it, right? A kesem aruch mitzdarf likagris, right? The long shaped. I told you I found Bli Ned I'm going to bring in if I ever get back to the yeshiva. You can't really see it on the screen, unfortunately. But this is from Machon Pua that I have here, which has, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I don't know, like about 30 or more different shapes, you know, of it. Sheer gris tsuro shonos. It's you can't see anything, right?
Nah, does Rebbe have like a piece of like white paper?
Oh, maybe put it behind white paper. Behind. Okay,
like the flip side of some sheet.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, I usually print on two sides of everything, but that's let me see if I have something lying around on the table here. Maybe I do. Give me a second. I mean, I'll bring that. I will bring it in. Let me just see if I have something down here. Here's some wine paper. Let's see. Does that make a difference? Oh, yeah. It'll make somewhat of a difference. Okay. Does that make a difference? Right. You can see all kinds of different shapes here. Right. And believe that. I'll bring it in. It's just, you know, it's all the size of a grist, but they're all kinds. You see what I'm driving at, right? They're all kinds of different shapes. That was a good idea. But believe that. I'll whenever I come to the Shiva next, we'll see when, you know, what the weather permits. But I'll bring it in just so you can see it. But and that we discussed already. But the other thing that Ramban mentions there in 34 in Perek Dalet in Os Gimel, he writes, "This damen lo gris godol." Okay, what if you have a bean? The whole thing of a gris, you know, it's the size of a certain bean. So what if there's a bigger bean, like you have in your area, bigger beans? So he says, "This damen lo gris godol mikan misharis bo shuri gris shoksam lahakel." Since they said the shear is gris, so the shear is a gris. You can have a sometimes bigger gris and bigger beans. And the bias aruch, the Rashbor writes that also in bias die in shar dalet 35. The dominant gris got on me kam shear is bosh shear gris shok some lahokel kamosha marno. It says that's like Ramban, and that's how shochar paskins here in our simon sim kutzadi at the end of Siv Hey 36. He writes abu kashiyesh bazeh hashir ain't tolan bikina bein imum rob imu aruch. Okay, that we saw. Okay. But in this daman lo gris yoser gadol mizah shem misharin bo. Okay, why? So the Taz explains in Kotan Zion, it's here in Simkuv Tzadi 37. Gris yoser gadol darminan the efshar the yesh kina yoser gadol. Sometimes there are bugs that are bigger. Okay, there are bugs that are bigger. Now the question is, how exactly? I mean, you know, the bugs. At least we know about bugs of all kinds of different sizes. So it's very interesting that the Sefer Yireim. Writes here in Sefer HaMitzvim Chuf Chav. I mentioned in the past, there are two different arrangements of the Sefer Yireim. So this, you know, Siman number can vary. So in the old original, it's Kuf Tzadi Bey, that's what I have at home, but the more recent editions of Siman Chuf, whatever, I quoted it with the part that we needed here in 38. Banan lo bikinan shaper mahu gris shalpul. Hilchach tzarech lizar biksamen lefi shikol hadas she'ein dam macholes uparushim rabo. That's basically what the Yireim says, is that, you know, we're not experts, and therefore sometimes you can be choshesh for a kesem which may even be smaller than a gris, because we don't have the bugs that we have. I mean, some of them are almost invisible. They're smaller than a gris. A gris, you know, the size of a bean. Think of a chont, you know, with beans in it, and so on and so forth. If you smack a mosquito, there's not that much blood, you know, very often. So that's what he wants to say. It's a talafi shikaladas. A little bit. You have to, because maybe. Nowadays, kina, a bug or lice almost invisible. They don't produce that much blood. So maybe even less they have to be mishar. The Pesukei Tshuva in Sivkot and Tes here in our Siman Kuf Tzadi 39 quotes the Sefer Yireim, right? I'm Sefer Yireim and so on and so forth. We said, and we're not Bekei and Mishir Agris, and therefore, we should be choshish even for smaller than a gris. And he writes, the Tema al Poskim shall I view klal dvar. Nonetheless, the rov of the poskim say the shear is a gris, and that's it. Even though we have smaller bugs and so on and so forth, he finds it a little difficult. And then it's a mitzvah b'tshuvas b'samim rosh, Okay, she calls of Avdar Kesem Posmig is Harav, but Lesbian Mitz, Kosso Shane on Ubikim, but she is ever hold the Mukha Milsus with Damachos, Losam Chinale. Okay, because there's also an issue of the thickness of blood and so on and so forth. The Bissam and Rosh, though, is a somewhat of a questionable source. You know about that, right? The Bissam and Rosh is allegedly the Chuvas HaRosh. That's what's presented as Chuvas HaRosh, but assume not that it's not from the Rosh. Whoever wrote it was a Talmud Chacham, and there's a parish on the bottom. There's some unusual things in the Bissam Rosh. I think I referred to it once or twice this year. The Chidor and others are Mefakbek, and we generally assume today the Bissam Rosh is somewhat of a forgery in terms of coming from the Rosh. But that doesn't mean it has no value. Ricky Vega sometimes quotes, I think I mentioned you once, somebody told me, Tal Chacham once told me, Ricky Vega quotes the Bissam Rosh, he knew which things the Rosh would have written. You know, what he was, all right, anyway, but at the end of the day, he writes, Makom Machom, maybe five lines in the bottom there, from the top, there, really right in the middle of the Pisgah Tshuva there. He writes, Makom Machom, Risi Rabosa, Kulam Misharim Ve'enam Choshim, Enam Choshim Adobar. Okay, and therefore he says that we this is what we do, we look at what we have, and that's the Pisgah Tshuva. And that's it. So it's interesting to note that, but that's the idea. And it really goes back to Chassam Sofer. Looking 40, we mentioned Chassam Sofer, not Tshuva. That's that Lomdish explanation, right, that we discussed last time. The Pesach Tshuva is in Chelek Aradeis and Kuf Pei Beis. Over Zeh Arsi Shapra, Hod Debin Shir Gris, Afal Gav, Dizmanenu, Ashkechar Macholas. Remember, we had this Lomdis last time, right? The Chassam Sofer wondered, what are we dealing with? We don't have bugs around today anyway. The Gemara had that expression. No one would ever be tummy, no one would ever be tar because every bed sheet is filled with blood spot. Really? Today, every bed sheet is filled with blood? It isn't. Okay, and already in the time of these are chronim, in the 1800s, it wasn't like that anymore. You didn't have, homes were not infested with different bugs the way they were, certainly not today, and even in the days of Chassam Sofer, they weren't. So nonetheless, he said, that's basically the takana. We only have two ways of looking at it. We discussed that lumdus in the Chassam Sofer last time. But he says, Had the bean and sheer grease, alpha gavs, and then Lashkar Macholos, Kagav, and Mikol Mokom, Ein Chalamashan Emra, Beminion Harishon. He says, like a double shir minion, this is what Chazal would Koveya, and that's it. That type of gris and so on. And therefore, otherwise, he said, okay, because remember, the whole din originated with taras, and one could argue that we're not worried about taras today. So therefore, like Chassam Sofer said, that approach, you don't have to be more machlan than they were, right? We don't have to be more machlan than they were, and they were making on a gris, so we can make on a gris also. Okay, and that's what he said. We were only machmer and labayla to begin with, because otherwise it looks funny. You could be the dam could be tamei, but she's tahara labayla. It is dam nida. It's not dam nida. It mixed people up. So they made it exera that any type of dam is tamei midrabanan. I feel asur labayla midrabanan, but they weren't machmer more than they were. And look at the last words of the Chassam Sofer, the last line that I printed there in 40. V'shir katan lo nesam olam. And that's it. So even though the Urayim makes sense, and Pesach Tshuva finds it a little different, nobody quoted the Urayim, but he said, kach tiknu chachamim, basically. So I want to point out, among the Sardim, the Tshuva's Rav Pa'alim. That's the Benish, that's Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, right? He writes his Tshuva's Rav Pa'alim, Chelik Ardeya Simon Lamed Vov, the Rav Palim writes, he disagrees and he says there's room to machmer, okay, if we know of different types of bugs and so on and so forth, okay, and you have to look at it, maybe look at towards the end. He quotes the Chassam Sofer in the second paragraph, the Raisi Lagon Chassam Sofer and so on and so forth, but he says, Agon Marshak, the B'shon Kluga disagrees, okay, and he quotes the Chassam Sofer, Chotz Advar Tmuim, we should be even make a more than a gris because there are cases we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, a tarmus, which is a bigger type of bug and so on, which the Gemara sometimes was. So therefore, he says you have to look at it. It goes by the Shikol HaDas. If you want to go ahead and read it, and you write to the end of that paragraph, it's a Re'aim means the same for your Re'aim, or Belezer Mimitz. Reim means different things in different contexts, but Rabbi Mizrahi is also sometimes called Reim. But here we're talking about this Rabbi Lezer Mitz, but Sefer Reim. Okay? And he thinks that many of the Achronim simply didn't see the Sefer Reim. That's always a question. What Svarim? Today we have access to all the Svarim and all the manuscripts, everything's printed and so on. But sometimes you have Achronim who come up with a thing and they didn't see this. They didn't see this Tshuva. They didn't see this passage. It didn't exist. So what today in their world? So he said the Sefer Reim, we should rely on it and so on and so forth. Okay, one other issue here to finish up this topic and we'll move on to the next topic, is what if you have the following? Because this is really, I mentioned it here because I heard him talk about it in this context, okay? This whole kula of being tola, okay? What if you know, okay? Ready? Yeah, I'm sorry, question, yeah.
I was wondering, the earliest makra that Rebbe put on the makra that quotes the Urayim was like the Besamim Rosh. Does anybody before that quote the Urayim? Like, the Urayim's not...
I don't know. I mean, the Besamim Rosh is earlier than the Chassam Sofer, I think. Yeah. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes it. I mean, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes it, but I don't know. Yeah.
From the Besamim Rosh.
Like, well, he says I'm Besamim Rosh. I'm Besamim Urayim. He quotes the Urayim and he tells you the Simon. So he has it.
Uh-huh.
Look at 39. You see, I mean, that's frankly how I discovered the Sefer Urayim. You know, not an expert in Sefer Urayim, but the Pesachei Tshuva quotes it. You know, right. So the earlier sources, I don't know. It's and again, like, that's the argument of the
Rav. Like.
Right, but that's the argument of the Rav Pelli, and he says that people didn't see the Sefer Urayim. It wasn't extant. You know, the manuscript didn't exist. So that's what he says.
They clearly had the Urayim. Like, the Urayim quoted many times in the
that is true. Days. That's true. That's the Urayim's quoted.
Not like the Meiri.
right. Correct. The Meiri's later. Okay, it's a good horror. I'm not sure. But he said maybe they didn't see this passage. Who knows what the manuscript was complete? I don't know. Okay, just to finish up, I said, what if Vadai, if we know that there was no Argosha, but it was Vadai Yotze Migufa. Okay, is this whole discussion that we've been having about the size of the kesem, is this only when we can be told that we don't know that it came from inside our body? But we know that it came inside our body, then all bets are off. Then it doesn't matter what the size is. Okay, so Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, in Chelek Gimel Siman Mem Vav, 42, Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelek Gimel Siman Mem Vav, 42, Ule'inyan HaTumah L'Bayla Medin Kesem, Hini HaKesem HaPochos Mikigriyas Chazin and Sha'af Ba'ofen Shavadai Ba'Megufa Lo Gozul HaTamad Ar HaKesem HaDover Shem HaKabal Tumah Av Shul Godol Harbe Shavadai Ba'Megufa She'iz Tahora. Okay, so Moshe Feinstein in this tshuva says that these are sort of like ironclad rules, so to speak. Okay, in other words, once we say this is the rule, that even if we know that Vadai came from her... From her body, then Moshe says, even so, there's no gzera if it's not the right size. The shear is gris, the gzera comes on, anything less than the gris, basically like that, some sofer. Again, like the lumdus, I really wanted to get to this last time because it really flowed from that lumdus, but we're out of time. But just again, you know what I'm referring to, right? When I keep saying this, some sofer that we spoke about last time, right? Where he explains why, the kach, this was the gzera. So Moshe fundamentally agrees with this. Okay, the locus, he writes, Velochain, about 5 or 6 lines down, Af Medinas Shalom Motzi Sham Macholos Kumudinaseno Tahora. He's living in New York City, right? There's no bugs around. We don't have that whole concern. Nonetheless, we have this kula, okay? And he said, they weren't gozer more than that. That's it. That was the shear. And the Lochol Kulomar Dumukomus Shrichi Macholos. We never find the Gemara says, oh, but this kula is only in a place where they have lots of bugs. Then it says that. And therefore, we say that's the din. Okay? And he says, the Kamech was Mancha Gazman Oksomahayo Motsu Macholos Gedolos. So therefore, they had it. And that's where they made the Xer and so on. And he writes, look at the last couple of lines. Al Koponim Ladina Mefurish Kechasam Sofa. Obviously, there's no hargosha. Okay, so that's what Moshe writes in that tshuva. But we should be aware that the Sidrei Tara in our siman, Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sivkotin Samach Aleph, 43, he says, not everyone agrees with that. Od Reisim Milsa de Tmiya, he quotes in the tshuva's Miltstoke, who holds the kula, okay, who says, he says Vada the Pasha the Bizar Shir the Torch al Koponim Shum the Kol Shur Pach with Gris Vada lo Gaz Rabbanon, the Al Kol Kyotva Hoysak Zeros, Afa Gav the Vada Megufa Osir, unless it was a Bedika and so on, which we talked about. Okay, so Sudhitaro says that there was, again, I'm not going to read through the whole Sudhitaro now, but you can look at it. And he quotes the Minchas Yaakov at the Torah Sashlomim. Also agrees lo gozal kesem pachos mikigris, but some say that's only if you didn't know where it came from. Okay, in other words, that's the question. When they were gozer, the rabbanon were gozer, that dam which comes out our gosha is tamea. Okay, that the issue was that we had the kula of ksamim. All right, Basically, the lumdus is, that's what he spells out, is what exactly was the gzera. Just to sum up the Sidrei Torah, here's the, and we'll go on. Here's the chakira. Were the Rabbanan goes there, that when Dam came out without a hargosha, she's Tamea, okay? And the finding of the Kesem indicates, okay, that's what indicates that she's Tamea, Midra Rabbanan, okay? Or do we say that they were, that they were misakin, that there's a chalos shame re'iya, okay, and therefore that's why the kesem is tameh. In other words, what and something less than a gris is not called a re'iya. In other words, where they goes there that it's tameh and she's tameh, or they goes there that it counts as a re'iya, right? That's kind of the lumdus that he has, understanding correctly, okay. In other words, what does it say? Is it a chalos shame, so to speak, re'iya on the kesem also? And therefore, if the finding the kesem was metame, and if it's less than the size of a gris, then that's not called a re'iya, so it's okay. Or no, they say any type of dam without argosh is tamei, and you find the kesem, that indicates that she's tamei. That's the chakir kind of spells out with the Sidrei Torah. Okay? Bottom line is, he said, at least those, there are some who say that less than a gris is not a problem if we don't know where it came from. Okay? But if we know that it came from her body, then it should be tamei. All right? And finally, one other point that the Balei Tosfos bring up, and the Rishonim bring up, Tosfos the Rosh, Nida Nunches Mabeis 44, Miu Hecha the Harga Harbe Macholos. What if she killed a bunch of bugs? That adds up to a lot more blood. Then, what's the story there? She knows she killed a bunch of bugs. Okay, so then Tolof Kafi Masha Harga. And the Rosh writes, in Parakesim involved, Halacha Bechim Etignus, Ubein Harga, Bein Harga, Tola Akigris, Below Plugra Bonan, Bein Harga, Harbe, La Harga Maat, La Olam, Ain't a Tolbi Akigris, different than Tosis. So we have Machlokas Rishonim. Okay, the Machlokas Rishonim, what if she killed more? Can we be Tola, now there's more blood because she killed more? The Chavis Das, the Shonar doesn't mention for whatever. The Chavis Das here by us, since of cotton hay, he has this Machlokas where she killed many bugs, right? The Tosis says that we'll calculate based on how many bugs she killed. It could take be tola even more. And the Rosh says, no, the shear is always congruous. We don't make a chilek. And the Chavis Das says that the Shulchan Aruch presumably holds like the Rosh. It makes no difference because the Shulchan Aruch wasn't mechalik. So again, and it fits in with the same Chassam Sofer that this was the amount that was fixed. This was gris, and that's it. So just like we don't care if there are no bugs around, we still use gris as it. So if this woman happened to kill more macholos or more kinim, it doesn't matter. It's still a gris, right? That's the magic number. There's the gris. Okay, everyone with me? Well, let's go back to that. I just want to finish that up. Let's go back to now to the next packet. Nun, I guess is the number here we're up to. Okay, we'll start from here. It's a continuation, really, of more details in Shir Kesem. All right, everyone with me? Okay, you can look over this Makaris. I didn't do too fast, right? You got it. It's not, okay. So let's move now to packet number nun, Shir Nun, which just a continuation again on the details about the size of a kesem. So there is a Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin Rebeis, which says the following. It really continues the same topic, right? The Mishnah says, Haroa kesem al b'sara. Okay, she found a kesem on her body. Again, this is much less likely today because women wear underwear, okay? Like everybody else, men wear underwear too. But, okay, but in this particular instance, raw kesem al b'sara, all right? So where does she see it? So the Mishnah says, keneged beis haturfa. Beis haturfa means that area, the body, the genital area that she saw the spot could have dripped right down over there. So then, metama, she's tamea. But if she lo keneged beis haturfa, she finds it somewhere else, nowhere near, let's say, she runs it, on her shoulders, nowhere near that part of the body, then tahara, okay? Then tahara, Rashi says, haro keneged beis haturfa, osa makam, is Rashi in tune, needed on zayin beis, osa makam, dika lememir, dam me osa makam, nofo, lahasam atoma, or tamea, right? The dam dripped out, and that's where it landed. It's very, very likely. Again, if it landed on her shoulder, it wouldn't come from that part of the body, right? So the Mishnah goes on, al akeva, on her heel, Al Rosh Gudla, on her toe, her big toe, okay, then Tamea. But Al Shoka, Al Parsosem, it depends where. Shok usually means the different parts of the leg. So usually Shok means the lower part of the leg, and Yerech is the thigh, right? Usual Lashon Kodesh and Lashon Chazal, Yerech is the upper part of the leg called the thigh, and the Shok is the lower part. Okay, the Erek is higher in the thigh, and the Shok is low. But here, it means the whole leg. Here in our context, it means the whole leg. Doesn't matter where. So she found it on her leg. O al parsosel. The parsosel is the feet, very bottom of the leg, right? The feet. So again, use the word Shok here, but it doesn't mean dafke, you know, the lower part of the leg. What Shok is contrasted to Erek, so it means the lower part as opposed to the upper part. But Shok by itself alone here means the whole leg. Anyway, depends where. Mibifnim, tamea, mechutz, tahora. Let's say, what does mibifnim mean? First of all, Rashi says, "Alakeva varosh gudol tmei rosh gudol shel regel." Right, the big toe, not the big toe on your hand, not the big finger on your hand. Gudol sometimes means fingers. So when the Mishnah says that she finds it on her toe, a rosh gudla, and she's tamei, it doesn't mean she found it on her finger. That wouldn't be. That's nowhere near the that part of the body. But a toe, it could drop down to a toe. Anyway, mibifnim bein shnei shokaim kol gavon min aretz. Okay, if she finds the blood spot, the blood stain mibifnim, on the inner part of her thigh or the lower part of the leg or in either leg, okay, then she's tamei, because that's exactly where it would drip. But mibachutz, let's say the right side of the right leg or the left side of the left leg, outside, how would it get there, right? It wouldn't, that's not where it comes down to from that part of the body. It wouldn't be outside. So then she's tahora. Altstadin mikan umikan tahora. Okay, tstadin means sort of the back, Rashi says, tstadin achore hashok, kol govan keneged ekev, from basically from the back of the heel and up, that's called achore shok. Okay, lefonav kol gova keneged regel. Okay, above the ankle. All right. Anyway, so the mission goes on. Those are different places you see it in the body. Then the mission goes on and says rosal chaluka. That's if she saw it on her body itself. Again, not terribly common today. It could come up once in a while, so in the bathroom or something like that, but in the shower. But for the most part, there aren't too many shilas that come up with the woman finding a blood stain on her body because we wear undergarments. But the mission continues. It's all the mission nun zanim beis in need. The mission continues. Ross al chaluka, okay, depends where on the garment. I mean, a chago lamata, if it's from the waist and below, a chago is a belt, but I mean, you know, the waistline and below, okay, so then temeah. That's where it could be. But a chago lamala, but if it's above the waistline, it's above the belt line, then she's tahora. Ross al beis yad shel chaluk. Beis yad is like the sleeve. Okay, she saw it on the sleeve. Now it depends how far down did the sleeve hang. Okay. In magia, can I get base atur for tmeya? Okay, Rashi explains, right? In magia mirachago lamato, can I get base atur for you, right? The dress, the part of the dress that's below the belt, you know, below the waist. So that's exactly where the blood could drop. But in magia, if it's a sleeve, say magia, can I get base atur? Go and shemotza barosh base yada somochliad. Your hands, you move around, right? And the hands are move around. So the sleeve could reach, if the sleeve could reach that area, hands are in motion, right? You put your hands here and you put your hands lower. So it could get on the sleeve, even if you keep your sleeve, your hands up all the time, something else. But that's not what we do with our hands. So therefore, it's a problem. But if she would wear this garment at night, so the kol mokas you kess and tamei neishu choser because you move around at night, right? Rashi says, "Pam shirosh acholik nepa chape panes shel mala." People, you know, move their clothes, move around, and their body moves around when they're sleeping. So then it could be even upper part of the garment got some dam on it. And he says, "V'chein befulius." Befulius is some kind of a cloak or a shawl. Okay, different types of garments. Good. So that's the Mishnah. Now the Rambam makes a very important point here. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisur Bia Perek Tes Halacha Vav says there's a distinction. Even though the Mishnah kind of lumped them together, there's the right a Matz al Gufa and Matz al Chaluka, right, finding on the body and finding on the clothing. The Mishnah, the Rambam rather, says it's a big chiluk. The Rambam writes Perek Tes Halacha Vav, Ma bein kesem anintz al b'sora, le bein kesem anintz al bigda. There's a big difference between the kesem that's found on the body as opposed to a kesem that's found on a garment. Shakesem animtzal b'sora ein lo shir. The Rambam wants to argue that any kesem found on the body, there's no shir. Any drop, the man, don't talk to me about a gris or anything else. Gris road, whatever gris is, we discussed that. That's irrelevant, says the Rambam, when we're talking about a blood stain found on the body in those places where the Mishnah mentioned, you know, it's a problem. Any type of dam, and the assumption being it must only have come from her body and so on and so forth. But Vanim Tzalabega, the Rambam writes, Enemetama et Shia Kigris. Okay? The gris it's only the gris, which is maruba, has tesha adashos, which also shows, we discussed, 20 millimeters, 15 millimeters, 17 millimeters, the size of a penny, you know, that we discussed the other day. So says the Rambam, that's only nogeya for a stain that is found on a garment. Okay, which is, as I said, today, most of the time anyway. But a stain found in a body, the Rambam says, ain shear. Okay, and honestly, there's not any, even the tiniest droplet will already be a problem. So paskins the Rambam. Okay? So the Rambam says, comes the Ravid, and disagrees. Okay? And then the Rambam also says, nimtza tipin tipin ain mitstarfos. Okay, the droplets don't, different drops don't count, right? We discussed a little bit the other day. We'll come more to that shortly. But different drops don't, are not mitzaref, right? Unless they're connected. Okay, the is mitzaref. But it's long, it is mitzaref, like we said before. Comes the Rav and disagrees. Because the Rav Zal, ain't zemechuber. I don't understand the Rambam's chiluk. Because we had the Gemara. Okay, let's take a look. We have it. Look at 18 for just a moment. Okay, right there in 18, we'll come back to it. But this, and the Gemara Nida, Nun Chesman, Allah, boy, Rabbi Yirmiya. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiya asked a few kashas. The third kasha, Kashir Mahushir, it's like in the shape of a bracelet. Kashura, it's a straight line. We'll come back to that. It's Tipin Tipin Mahu. What if you have little drops? Okay, can it be Mitztarif or not? So one second. So the Ravid says, well, according to the Rambam, what's that kasha? Every tip by itself is a problem. Right? The Rambam says on the body, there's no chiluk, right? There's no din of gris if the dam stain is found in the body. If so, I mean, asking about if they're mitzaref. Who cares if they're mitzaref or not? If it's on the body, it doesn't make a difference according to the Rambam. You hear the kasha? The kasha of Yirmiyah was, the shaila there, Yirmiyah asked was, can several droplets, can you combine them together to make a gris? Right? Again, this is very interesting. Sometimes when you have a marek, can you combine them together? So we assume, no, you can't combine them together, right? You can't, have to have a gris in one spot. You can't have a droplet here and a droplet here and a droplet here. Okay, and then all together, they add up to the size of a penny. But, as Ramosha said, right? So we don't do that, okay? But that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha, says the Ravid against the Rambam. So what is he asking? If it's on the body, it doesn't matter. Even one drop by itself is enough. So, well, who cares if it's mitzaref? It doesn't have to be mitzaref. It's a problem anyway. You hear the kasha of the Ravid. So therefore, the Ravid says, what's he asking? And furthermore, it says, second kasha, you take a look back in the mission that we started with, the mission of Nun Zanar Beis. The Gemara Mishnah talked about Ra Albasara, Ra Sal Chaluka. The Mishnah kind of lumped the dinim together, did not seem to make a distinction in that Mishnah between whether it's on her body or it's on her garment. So is the Rambam come off making such a distinction? The simple reading of the Mishnah is no such chaluk, right? And furthermore, it's called the Kesem, right? He said, Va'ocha Karu Kesem, all right? Then that's not a Kesem. If that question is a little weaker, but anyway, that's what the Ravid challenges the Rambam. Okay, and therefore the Ravid seems to learn that our requirement to gris is regardless of whether it's found on a body or it's found on a garment, doesn't make a difference. The Rambam wants to say, no, the whole kula of gris is only on the garment, not on the body, and the Ravid rejects it. That goes Maimonides on that Rambam in the Perek Tes Halacha Vav, Oz Aleph, source 4, he said, Allah Ramban kosher shagam kesem and sabsar enematama ad sheikh gris. Okay, the Ramban, we'll see the Ramban shortly, the Ramban, like the Ravid, disagrees with the Rambam and says, no, even a kesem on her body also requires a gris. It's not like the Rambam says that on the body, it's a mashu. However, he notes, Rabbeinu Simcha kosev gedivrei ha-mechaber, shafilu pochas mikein kardol tmeya, shakol aguf kebodo kweitzel dam acholos. The Rabbeinu Simcha, is one of the Balai Tos, Rabbeinu Simcha says that goes minus. Okay, he agrees with the Rambam. I just want to mention, I think I mentioned in the past, you know, that goes minus on the Rambam, almost never, he's not analyzing the Rambam. Okay, Lagos Maimonides does not ever. I don't know, but I don't think he ever analyzes the sheet of the Rambam. He basically comes and tells you what the other poskim, other Rishonim, mostly Chachmei Ashkenaz, or Rambam Rutenberg, a lot of times what they say on the topic that the Rambam is addressing. Right, that's usually what Lagos Maimonides is. Right, Lagos Maimonides is telling you I don't think he even refers to the Rambam, but it's not here. He does. Look at his lashon, Rabbeinu Simcha Kosov Kedivrei HaMechaber. When he says HaMechaber, he means the Rambam here. right? So he does make reference to the Rambam wrote, but okay. Anyway, shafila pog is even a smaller size, even on the body, it's tiny no matter what. Shakola guf kebodukri to dama cholas. Okay, kola guf, the whole body is considered boduk. You know, people don't have bugs and so on. They squash on their body. Your body doesn't, you notice it, right? I mean, other than your hand, if you swat a bug, but the rest of the part of your body, you don't crush things with your body and not realize it. Okay, that's how goes my minutes. The Magid Mishnah on the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Vav, source number 5, quotes the Rambam, and he writes after quoting him, and he says in the end of the second line, V'sov Rabbeinu d'chol pachos mikashir safek hu imudam acholos imlav, u'kvar amur shesafek, sorry, Tommy, the Rambam's mukher is from a Gemara, which we'll see shortly, okay, where the Gemara says, Sufek, that's the Gemara in 18, on Nun Chesem Aleph, the Gemara says, Al Basara, Sufek Tameh, Sufek Tar, right? So the Rambam understands, therefore, that if it's less than a shear, then it's a Sufek, okay, it's a Sufek, and we don't know whether it came from the Dam Macholas or not, or came from her, that's a Sufek, and Sufek, Bivsara, is Tameh. That's how the Rambam learns. The Rambam didn't make this up out of clear blue sky, the Magen Mishnah says. Okay? The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam got this from the he got this from the Gemara, which says that any Suffolk, if it's on the body, we're Machmer. Okay? Now, the Gemara there that he's referring to is not talking about our case. Okay? The Gemara there is not talking about our case. The Gemara there is talking about, our case, we're talking about Is it the right shear or not? That's not what the Gemara is talking about over there. But nevertheless, he applies it. Okay, he applies it. And that's the point. The Magen Mishnah applies this, that when the Gemara says, "Kol pachos mikashir safek hu dama cholos imla," that's the Rambam applying it. The Gemara there says, "Safek b'sara tame," it's a different safek. Okay, that's not what the Gemara there is talking about, but the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam applies that statement and understands it to be a general statement. Any suffix or machmer if it's on the body. That's not what the Gemara was exactly talking about there. The Gemara was talking about that limited case, but he extends it. Okay. On the other hand, says the Magen Mishnah, Abba Sago Sisigo Ravid, right? The Ravid asked the Kasha, okay? And one of his Kashas was, what's the Gemara asked about Tipin Tipin for? If Tipin, the Gemara asks, can Tipin Tipin be mitzarev to create a few droplets? Can they come together to be mitzarev to the shear of a gris? So the Ravid said, according to the Rambam, it's an irrelevant question because even if there's one droplet by itself, it's a problem. What are you asking about being mitzarev? So the Magid Mishnah says, no. The Rambam understood that Gemara. He said, ain't zakusha. It's not a kasha. The Yirmi Alavlat Tzurufikarba. His question was, can you combine them? And Alomar im tzurasan mochiches alayim she'ena migufa. That's the question. The shape, you know, blood would not ordinarily come out in droplets. You know, sometimes you can tell from the shape this did not come out in a normal fashion. That's what he was asking about, but he wasn't asking about the droplets himself. All right, anyway, so he defends the Magen Mishnah, Kedarka Bakodesh, defends the Rambam against the Kasha the Ravid. However, he writes at the end, when we call Makom, look at the end of 5, Le'inyan Hadin, Da'as Haramban, Arashbo, Maskemas, Da'as Hasagos, Shafilo Absarim Eno Kashir Tahora. The Magen Mishnah, after defending the Shitza Rambam, says, but Sof Kol Sof, the Ramban and the Rashbo agree with the Ravid and make no chilik whether it's found in the body or it's found in a garment. Here's the Ramban. It's in Hilchos Nida of the Ramban, Parag Dalad Oz Gimel 6. Echara Kesem Nimsal Bsara, Echara Kesem Nimsal Begadel, Eno Metama Adche Gris V'od, and so on. And he tells you what the measurement is. The Rabban can't be more mefurish. The Rashba and the Bayis Arach and our area by Zion Shar Dalad, 7. Echara Kesem Nimsal Bsara, Echara Nimsal Chaluka, Eno Metama Adche Gris V'od. So the Rabban and the Rashba agree with the Ravid. There's no difference where this Kesem is found, whether on the body, whether on a garment. It's absolutely the same din, and it's a din in Gris. And that's like the Ravid says. So how do we pass here? Now we move on to Siv Vav here in our Siman Kuf Tzadi 8, right? Number 8. Ha Devin Shura Bein Bekesem Al Chaluka Bein Bekesem In Sal Basara. Mechaber Paskins in the first statement over here, like the Rov Rishonim, like the Ramban, like the Rashba, like the Ravid, who all say that it doesn't make a difference where the Kesem is. The Shear is Gris. However, he does say V'yesh Omrim, in deference to the Rambam, which we point out in the past, the Mechab often does, in deference to the Rambam, V'yesh Omrim, Shalom Amru Elabekesem Nitzal Chaluka, But if they found this, you found the kesem on the part of the body, which the Mishnah said, we have to be choshish on that part of the body, we started with that Mishnah, then ain lo shir, then it doesn't make a difference. So the Shulchan Aruch does bring it, the Yesh Omrim, the shita of the kesem on the body, there's no shir, it's tamei no matter what. Okay? The Shach points out, in Sivkot Yud 10, Habach, so Simon Yudbeis Pasuk Hayash Omrim. The Bach we know is Machr in many areas in Chosnida. This is one of them. He says on the body we paskin like the Yesh Omrim, okay. And if you're nesaiti ain lahakel kal, you can't be makel. It sounds like the Shach himself is agreeing that they should not be makel, okay. And he mentioned a different Gemara. He derived from a different Gemara, and he says especially if you look in our Gos Maimonis, Rabbeinu Simcha. Now, Gos Maimon is quoted, agree with the Rambam, so it's not a Das Yochid. And the Shach also thinks that there's room to be Mekel. Any shear on the body is a problem. Any shear, even less than a grizz. However, the Taurus HaShomim, here in Sivkot and Tess, and our Simon Kuvtzadi, Sivkot and Tess, 11, the Taurus HaShomim, Minchas Yaakov says, no, he says, since the Mechaber, Midehevi HaBeisos Dezu B'Stam, Masha Shekain Iker, right, he brings that Shita first and doesn't quote anyone who says it and so on. Sounds like he holds that's the Iker Shita. He mentions the Yesh Omrim and so on. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And that's the Das, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rivet, the Torah, Tosas, many others. The Shach quotes the Ein Lahakel. But as the Taurus HaShomim says, the five lines down towards the end of the line, I don't think his opinion is correct at all. And he challenges the Shach, disagrees with the Shach. And he said, especially the reason it was given. Remember, the Hagos Maimonis back in source number 4 gave a reason. Okay. The call a goof, Mishum de goof, badugu etzel dam macholis. What was the idea of the Rambam? The Rambam said, the Gemara says when there's any the way the Magid Mishnah explained it, when the Gemara says with a suffix, okay, so any suffix on the body is a problem, okay, so that the Rambam applies again. That's not what the Gemara was talking about, like I told you before, but the Rambam applies, says the Magid Mishnah back in verse 5. The Magid Mishnah applies that statement of the Gemara that says here too on the body any suffix. So it's taka good taina. Says the Taurus HaShomim, this is not even a suffix. That's what the Gos Maimonis was driving at when he explained at the end of source number 4, Shekol ha-guf kebaduk ve'etzel dam macholes. It's not even a suffix. Okay, look at the last few lines of the Taurus HaShomim 11, right? The guf, achein lefi tam ha-gos maimonis, shekosav ha-tam mishum the guf baduk ve'etzel dam macholes, lo kashmiri mishum im kain, lo mikri suffix klal. El abadai temehi, right? It's not a suffix at all. Okay, so in any event, that's the Taurus HaShomim. So we have this machlokas. The Pesachei Tshuva in Sivkot Yud Gimel, here by some Kim Kuvtzadi, quotes that the Achronim have a machlokas about it. He quotes that some are machmer like the Rambam. The Sidre Tara says, Hasomech lahokel, they were shown to be das habach lohivsid, chayin das melchaz yachar, but you want to be makel, you can be makel. Okay. Okay. So that's what Pesachei Tshuva says in Sivkot Yud Gimel. In Sivkot Yud Dalet, he asks an interesting question. Okay, according to that shita, that you'd be machmir. So what if you found on the garment and on the body? Okay, that's your quote in the Sidre Tara. It's a quote in Yudala, the quote from the Pesachei Tshuva. Okay, what if you found this whole kula, the Sidre Tara writes, dafka, she found this whole chumah, rather, is you found it on her body, levad. I will infidam albegadeo, then lechula amatola macholas, if not a gris. What if you found in both places, okay, so then the Pesachei Tshuva and Sivkot Yudalad, quoting the Sidre Tara, everyone agree you can makel there because we're makel by a garment. So even if the kesem on the body doesn't correspond exactly to where the kesem on the garment is, you know, but nevertheless garments move around and so on. But he quotes the Chavis Das, I'm the Chavis Das, Shehuza lo kosev kein, el adigam al besor bal chaluka tmeo, okay, based on the Rambam. And so he says it doesn't make a difference if we have a kula by besor. So again, we have this Sidim and Machlokas. I think most people are maker like the robe of the Rishonim. Okay? That takes care of this point. With me? Over here? Yeah, good. I hope so. Okay, good. Next issue. Again, all this has to do with the shear of the kesem. So we mentioned before, okay, what if you have a place that has bigger bugs? Bed bugs are sometimes bigger. So the Rashba and the Bais HaKotzer by Zion Shardal writes in 13, Mekomos Yesha Rechash HaPishpesh some type of bed bug, motzi mehem, over also makomos tola isha bikisme ad ketormus, which is a bigger bean. Okay, it's a bigger type of bug. So Baruch Boy here is saying that in a place where you know, in a place where you have you know, with a lot of bed bugs and so on, they're bigger, then we could tell on the bigger size, with the size of the tormos. The Ramoa in the Darkei Moshe there on a tour in Ar Siman Kuf Tzadi, you know, it's Gimel with the asterisk 14. He says, so says Rabbi Yerucham. It was earlier. Rabbi Yerucham is from the Talmud of the Rush. So Rabbi Yerucham says, Shemakoma, Shematsun, Harbe Mehen, Tolan Akesim, and Pishrus, Acha Akesim, Godol Keturmos. Okay. And the Mechaber in Siv Zion, Paskin this way in 15, the Mechaber says, Imharga Pishpesh, if she killed one of these bigger bugs, bed bugs, Oh, Hericha Recho. You smelled. When they're dead, they smell bad. Okay? They give off a bad smell. They give off some type of smell. Even, remember I told you when it was the bed bug crisis a few years ago, so the way they inspected it with certain dogs, they could pick up the smell. Okay? The dogs come in and smelled your bed, and then they could detect the bed bugs. Anyway, so give off a smell. Then Tolaba Ad Keturmus, Pirish Min Mimine Kitnius. It's some type of bean which is larger. Okay? However, the Taz points out that's an exception to the rule. The Taz in Kotan Test says, all right, Avo Bilav Hachi Lo Talin Mepishbesh. Otherwise, you can't. You have to know. You have to have seen it. Okay, if you didn't see it, okay, or smell it, that's what it says. Mechaber's language in Siv Zion 15, Imharga Pishbesh. She knows she killed it or she smelled it. So then you can be Tola in the Tormos, a bigger size, and be makel. However, the Taz points out, that's only if you know that it was there. But otherwise, you can't say, oh, maybe it was from the Pishpesh. Okay? And he gives various reasons, okay? He says, not shkif, that should be by the body. All right, anyway, that's, on the other hand, there's room to be makel if you have those coolers. Okay, but I you can read through the Taz, but I'm just saying he puts that important qualification in. Okay? We know that even if you don't know that you killed something and you didn't smell it, you can be told it. But on a bigger size, perhaps not. Okay. However, the Shach, it's a quote in Yud Aleph, says there's room to be makel, and says no, even if you didn't kill. Okay. Again, the Bach was machmer, but the Shach says no, even if you can be told it, on, even if you didn't kill it or smell it. Okay. So the Bach is machmer, but he feels you can be makel. Okay. So that's the Shach on that. All right. Next issue. Next issue is the tipin. Again, all these things have to do with the size of the gris, size of the kesem. So we said before that what can you mistarif different things. Again, I want to stress this is often relevant when you see a mara, you know, because there might be little droplets, and we're saying so far that it's not mistarif. So let's see 18. The Shach writes, I'm sorry, the Shohar, the Gemara, Nidon, and Chesman Alt writes, Boy, Rabbi Yemiya, we saw it before, but now we're up to it, Kashir. Shear here means not on a song. Shear means like a bracelet. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Ritzua, the eagle kitzomid. It's round. The shape is you know, like a ring or a bracelet. Mahu kashura, shura means a straight line. Okay, mahu. Okay, tipin. Mahu l'rocha v'recha mahu. You know, it's horizontal, like it's a horizontal strip that goes all around her thighs. The blood wouldn't come out naturally that way, that it came out in a horizontal ring around the thigh. Okay. So what's the din here? So here is where the Gemara says, Toshma, Albsara Suffek Tome Suffek Tor Tome. Okay. Albsara, my love, Kagav, then it's more low. Dilma Kavid Kiritsua. Ritsua is a vertical strip. So the Gemara really doesn't answer the Kasha. It's a Bayer de Lovshita. All these unusual cases are really a Bayer de Lovshita. Kiritsua means like a strip. That's what Ritsua means, like Ritsua is a tefillin. But the Rashi explains the ora chayera behind the orche kishnofa the shows it's nasa kirtzua, right? Blood drips out, it goes down, so it makes a vertical line. Right, that's the norm, as opposed to a horizontal line. Blood doesn't come out and form a horizontal line. Blood drips down and makes a vertical line. Right, so that's the chilek over here. Good. So that's the Gemara in Anunches Amud Aleph. The Rashbon is chidushim. I printed it because it explains things. At least I think a little clearer. Okay, the Chiddush HaRashba just says 20, My love, la suik agam. The nearer leaving the sunny stam suffek tome suffek torah tome. Kodiak the alma kol shem sorah tome afilu ki hai gavna. That was the Gemara's question. Are we makel in this case automatically? Uparkina lo dilma the over kiritsua. Only we're makel if it's in the, like a strip and so on. But he says, quotes a toast and he says that alma la ria chidush kalasi. Dilo listen al sorah suffek suffek tome. Why did the Gemara have to spell out that unusual phrase? Albsara, sofek tome, sofek torah tome. Why don't you say albsara tome? Why did you add that phrase? So that phrase implies that there's something unusual about the stain. Sofek tome, sofek torah. Otherwise, the Gemara could have just said albsara tome. Why did it say like that? Maybe it's to come and include all those cases. And then the Gemara says maybe not. That's how I just put the Chiddush Rashi because he spells out what the Gemara means. Okay. And the suggestion is, hold on, give me one second. I'm sorry. What? Okay. All right. I apologize. My wife just informed me that someone I know was Nifta. Okay, Baruch Dynamis. Okay, anyway. Sorry, I've known him my whole life. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so Baruch Hashem is in his 90s, but still, it doesn't make it easier. Okay, I apologize.
If you want to ensure, that's okay.
No, I have nothing for me to do. It's not for my mentor. It's a long time friend of the family. I just spoke to a couple weeks ago. Yeah, okay. I'm okay. Thank you. I'll finish. I want to finish. Thank you. But we'll finish. I mean, we were kind of sort of some ways expecting it anyway. That's what my wife just mentioned to me. That's the problem with being home on Zoom. You know? Okay. I apologize. Well, we'll finish. We'll finish, but it's okay. I'll be okay. Yeah. So he would want me, by the way, to go on learning. That's for sure. That's for sure. I can say that with definitive knowledge. So, in any event, the phrase, I'm just pointing out, look back in 18, Gemara said, Toshma al b'sara sofek tame sofek tor is doch tame. Why don't you say, Toshma al b'sara tame? What's the added phrase, sofek tame sofek tor? That implies there's something unusual about the stain. There's a sofek. So that's why the Gemara thought, oh, the sofek is all those funny cases of Yirmiyah, kashir, kashura, tipin, tipin. That's what the Gemara thought. And then maybe not. Dilma David Kirtu, maybe it's only talking about vertical stain. And it's a Abaye de Lo Ifshita. Right? The Gemara never answers. Right? The Gemara doesn't answer. Usually, what's the din by Abaye de Lo Ifshita? Usually, by Abaye de Lo Ifshita, we're Machmir. Right? Usually, by Abaye de Lo Ifshita, we're Machmir. So we should be Machmir here by Tipin Tipin. Okay? And so that's the question. So, however, if you look in Tosus on that daf in Nida, Nun Ches, well, out of 21, Tosus says the following, Keshura Mahu. Omer read the Hainu Tipin Tipin. The Imechuberes Ashura, Bechad Hainu Ritzua. Tipin Tipin means when they're not connected, right? They're drops that are not connected. Otherwise, if they are connected, then it's like Ashura. That's like the Ritzua. And we said it was not a problem, right? But Tipin Tipin, Hainu Urvovin, Shaina Lo Kishir Velo Kishur. It's not the shape of a ring and it's not the shape of a. It's scattered the droplets in different places. Okay? So now the Gemara says later, Tipin Tipin Ein Mitzdarfin. So Tosus says, v'hoda amar lekamon tipin tipin emet starfin. That's hainu al habeged. That's only on the garment. V'hocha mayri al b'sar. But here we're talking on the body. The yesh yosher lislos medam macholas al habeged me'al b'sar. Okay. In other words, the Gemara Tosus wonders. It says later the tipin tipin are not mitstarif. In which case, like we said before, like the Magen Mishnah pointed out. So what's Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha? What's your BMS kasha about tipin tipin if they're mitzaref or not? What do you mean? They don't need to be mitzaref. Everyone by itself is possibly a problem. Okay, Avada we should be machmer like a bayad de lov shita. Okay, so he says no. That's only al beged, but al guf. I'm sorry. That's only al. When the Gemara says ein mitzarefin, when the Gemara says ein mitzarefin. They don't care. That's only on the beged, but on the goof, you don't even need it to be mitzaref, right? But really, if you think more carefully, okay, basically the chumrah on that tzad of Rabbi. Again, everyone with me, I'm sorry I interrupted before, but look in the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah is tutzadim, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah is a boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah is tutzadim regarding tipin tipin. Tutzadim regarding tipin tipin. Are they mitzarev or they're not mitzarev? So the one side is the chumar that we'll say the mitzarev. So that side is only talking about tipin al b'sara, they're mitzarev. Okay? But the other Gemara, the Kula, later on, that they're not mitzarev, that's on the Beged. So I'm saying this to illustrate to you that it's not quite like the Rambam. I want to make this point. I emphasize this point. Tosus is not quite like the Rambam that we had before. That Rambam in the Parak Tes Halacha Vav with the Ravi disagree in Source 3. Because the Rambam said, ala guf, you don't... All Tosus is saying is that ala guf, it's mitzarev. And you still need the sheer gris. You're just saying that the tipin are mitzarev. Okay? The Rambam didn't even require it to be mitzarev. You follow the chilek? So the Tosus is not quite like the Rambam. Okay, Tosfos is saying al haguf tipin can be mitzarif if altogether it adds up to a gris. The Rambam was even more machmir, so to speak. The Rambam even said even it's not even one drop is okay. I'm not. It's not okay. It's sufficient to be machmir. You follow? So I'm just pointing out Tosfos does not go all the way like the Rambam, but he does say there is still a chiluk. And Tosfos agrees with the Rambam. There's a chiluk where the stain is found on a body, the stain is found on her garment. Okay, and as I said, it's not that common today that you find this stain on the body, but because of underwear, but it still does come up. It still does happen from time to time in the shower and the bathroom, whatever. Okay, so the Tosus Shita is, he doesn't go so far as the Rambam says, even a one tiny droplet is a problem. That's the Rambam said. Tosus said, no, one tiny droplet will still end up in a problem. But he agrees with the Rambam insofar as saying that it's still a chilek between the body and the garment. Because the garment, they're not mitzarev. In the body, the are mitzarev. Everyone see the chilek between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Ravid and the Balei Nefesh, okay, the Ravid and the Balei Nefesh also mentions like Tosfos. The Ravid agreed. Remember, the Ravid disagreed with the Rambam over there, okay, in Parak Tes Halacha Vav in source three. The Ravid disagrees, but how far does he disagree? He only disagrees so far as Tosfos. In other words, the Ravid and the Balei Nefesh here in Sharak Sam and Simon Gimel, okay, says, that he agrees with Tosfos. He doesn't agree with the Rambam. He said he rejected the Rambam. He doesn't agree with the Rambam that one droplet by itself is enough that we saw in the Ravid on the Hasagas and the Rambam. But he does agree with the Tosfos that there is still a difference between on the garment, on her body, in that on the body it is mitzarif. Okay, that's the just you look at the end. Alma, look at the last words there. Shani lo ben yirech al chaluka. But again, it doesn't go so far as the Rambam goes. Okay, I'm sorry. We know he disagreed with the Rambam. So the Rabbi in the Balei Nefesh says that the Gemara about Tipin Tipin was talking about the Beged. Like Tosa, here we're talking about the Basar. Okay, so Tipin al Basara, they can be mitzarif. Not like the Rambam says you don't even need them. Good. However, the Rashba, okay, in the Torah Sabayis Arach by Zion Shar Dalad, okay, quotes him as Rebbeim. Has a whole different way of learning altogether. He says that the Shiloh of Rabbi Yirmiyah, right? He quotes the Tosfos, quotes the Ravid and so on. However, if you look about this six lines down in the Bayis Aruch there, Bayis Zayin Shardal, I print in 23, the Li Nireh, the Hochalav Betipin Ketanim and Sirf Komayah, and the Betipin Gedolim Kigris Vaod. Okay? He said the Shiloh of Rabbi Yirmiyah was not Tipin less than a gris, not tiny droplets. They were bigger than a gris. So what's the question? The question is, if you would have found just one, so Taka, maybe it'd have to be Machmer, but you found it scattered in an unusual pattern, which would indicate that's not the way the Dam comes out. So the case wasn't about Tipin that are smaller than a gris. There were Tipin that are bigger than a gris. So it's bigger than a gris. So what's the Shalom? Of course it should be Machmer, right? No, the point is that the way it fell, the pattern, so to speak, that fell out, made it indicate that it didn't come from the body. You know, again, If you're walking past, let's say, go back to the case in the Gemara we discussed earlier in the week or last week, shuk shal tabochim. So stuff splatters. So splattering is random, right? So if something splatters in a certain way, it's less likely it came out of from the body. You follow? So that's what the Rashba learns. Okay. However, the Bryce over there is about there when we talk about smaller tipin, then it's a question of mistarif. All right. But the Gemara never talked about the shear. That's the way the Rashba learns. So therefore, to summarize, okay, he says there's no difference between a beged and the flesh. find that my garment in the body. It makes no difference. Okay. The chumrah of the shayla of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the tzad lechumrah of Rabbi Yirmiyah's bayi de lo fshita, okay, is talking about a kesem that's bigger than the gris. And the question is, did it, you know, it doesn't make a difference. It's on the body and it came in a random way. So that was the shayla. Okay. But the kula, right, the Gemara later, the tipin not mitzarev. That's when it was smaller than a gris, and they're not mitzarev anywhere. So that's the shita of the Rashba. You follow it's a different way of learning than Tosin the Rambam, Tosin and the Ravid. Okay, and the Rosh, I would urge you just to, when you have time, so take a look in the Rosh inside because he gives you a diagram. The diagram doesn't come out on the sheet, but if you look in the Rosh, here in Nida Parakas Halacha Beis, he quotes the Gemara by Rabbi Yirmiyah and the whole thing, and he says. You look at the end of the second line, Rashbam Pirsh Kishura Haino Harbe Shuros Kazeh. All right, unfortunately, and you look in the writings here, it says Bimokor in the original Rosh Mofia Shirtut. There's a diagram. It's basically three straight lines, not much of a diagram, but it's three straight lines. Take a look in the, you know, open when you have your Gemara, look in the Gemara, the Rosh Parakas Simon Base. Okay. In any event, according to the Rosh, any kesem that is on a body is mitame, even less than a grus. Okay, and that's less than a gris. That's the chumra of Yirmiyah side that we don't need mitzarfin. Okay, but on the garment you need mitzarfin. So the Rosh seems to say that when it comes to her body, we aren't tola bedam at all. We're not tola at all, and that's sort of like what the Rambam says. Okay, that's sort of like the Rosh comes out seemingly like the Rambam. Okay, so if you look now in the Rambam in Halacha Tes, before it was Perek Tes Halacha Vav, now Perek Tes Halacha Tes 25, the Rambam writes. Hakesem animtza al b'sara shu aruch kiritzua o ogol. Okay, fine. O shayu tipin. Or tipin, right? That's the Rambam Shitosa. O shu aruch hakesem aruch yirecha. O shu nira ki'ilu matal amala hov hu kireget b'esuva reizu t'meya. Okay, shu kol dam animtza komos elu machmirin afa b'yishu safik. Okay, you don't need a gris. That's the Rambam Shitosa. So, to tie it all together, to summarize it, ayotz mitvareinu. Okay, Hayotz Midvareinu, we have three shitas here. Let's put it all together now. We just saw it, and I'll summarize it for you. Okay, if you have tipin scattered problem, scattered dam, okay, so if it's on the body, the question is, can you, and if you put them all together, there'll be more than a gris. So according to Tosus, on Nid, Anun Chesem and Alav, Dibur Maskel Keshura, and according to the Ravid, in the Balei Nefesh, in Sharik Sam Sistim Gimel, that sources 21 and 22, that's a problem. If it's on the body and you can put all the droplets together and it'll add up to a gris, then that's a problem. Okay? According to the Rashba, on the body, it would not be a problem. According to the Rashba, that was never the question. Okay? On the body would not be a problem. Okay? Tipin are never mitzarif, not in the body, not on a garment. I, Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha was something else. It was about bigger pieces and the bigger droplets, bigger than a gris, and the whole shadow was because they came out in a funny, scattered, random way. It doesn't look like it came from her body. The Rashba learns things more differently. So therefore, tipin would be according to Rashba, it would not be a problem, not on her body, not on the goof. And according to the Rambam, and looks like the Rosh there in Parakas and Beis agrees, okay, even without being mitzarif would be a problem. So we have three shitas, right? Bottom line, again, according to Tosin and the Ravid, if it's on the body and you can, well, let's go with Mekala and Lachomer. Okay, according to Rashba, tipin are never a problem. On the body, not a garment. According to Tosus and the Ravid, on the garment, it's not a problem, but on the body, it could be a problem if together they add up to a gris. And according to Rambam, even if they would not add up to a gris, it's a problem. Those are the three sheikhs. So let's take a look. Sivches, okay, we'll finish shortly. Let's take a look in Sivches. Hilchos Nida Simin Tzadi. Sifches, right? Our Kufzarim in Sifches, 26. Im ein bekesem b'makom echad kegris va'od. If you don't have in one place the gris va'od, or more than the gris, like we discussed the other day, afal pi sheyesham tipin harbe smuchin lezelazeh, ad sheim nitzarfim yesh b'em yosem kegris tehora. So Mechaber sounds like he's passing like the Rashba, that he doesn't make a chiluk here between whether it's on the garment or on the body, and therefore he says, even if the droplets are close together, but they're not attached, And even if you add them all up, it would be bigger than a gris. I don't care, says the Mechaber. She's Torah. Okay, again, afal pi sheyesham tipin harbe smukin zelazeh, ad sheim nitzarfem yesh b'em yosem kegris. Okay, even if they'll be bigger than a gris, tehora. Shanu tolin kol tipa v'kina. Each one individually will be tolled on a bug. Ad sheibo kegris v'od b'makom echad. unless you have a gris in one place, one droplet is a gris, then you have a problem. Other than that, we're makers. So that's like the Rashba, okay? That the tipin tipin are simply not mitzdarim. However, v'yesh omrim, and this yesh omrim is not the Rambam. It's interesting. This yesh omrim is Tosfos in the Ravid. V'yesh omrim, the hanim ilikish nimtzal chalukah, v'lem nimtzal b'sorah, mitzdarfin l'kigris ol. It's just interesting because you look back at number 8, okay, he quoted the Rambam on the other one, on the issue of even when it's not mitzdarim. But number 8, back in Sivov, shelo omrim kesan nimtzal chalukah, v'lem kesan nimtzal b'sorah b'lvad, b'mkosh ein lo shir. So just striking, and I didn't really see anyone deal with it. But if you look at it, you just contrast Sivov back in source number 8 and Sivchas here in source 26. There he's kind of like he quotes the Rambam as a Yesh Omrim. Okay, here he doesn't quote the Rambam. He already quoted it, but he said even if you don't want to accept my Yesh Omrim in Sivov, but here in Sivchas there's a Yesh Omrim that they can be mitzdarif. And it was, even though it goes so far as the Rambam goes to say that on her body, even a tiny droplet is a problem, and then that don't even need to be mitzdarif. Even one drop's a problem. Comes the Mechaber here, and says, well, even if you don't accept that, but there's a Yesh Omrim, tells the Rambam, says that it can mitzdarif, it's a problem. Okay. We'll wrap up just a few more minutes. You look in the Sidrei Tara, here it's in Kotten Tezayin 27. Okay. He simply points out, you know, that this Yesh Omrim, it's unusual. Okay. Because usually Yesh Omrim is a minority view and so on. The Sidrei Tara points out this Yesh Omrim happens to be the majority. Because in Ipasnak the Rashbo, even though look what he writes, Yesh Omrim, the Harimilik Afshar Koso came to Yesh Omrim, the same Yesh Omrim, even when the Chaber, Sidra Har is pointing out, even when the Chaber quoted as Yesh Omrim, we call Mokum Kainul Das Rova Poskim. The Chain Koso Ramban Milchoso, the Chain Koso Das Taravid, Rabbi Sena Tsarfasim, the Tosil we saw, Verahov, Ator, the Chain Poso Rashbo, by Sakotra, you'll be Machmer at the Mitzdarif. Maybe not as far as the Rambam goes, but it's just interesting that that's the majority opinion. So I don't know whether the Sidrei Tara is saying, therefore, we should disregard the Mechaber, but it is interesting to note. And again, we've mentioned in the past that in Yoredei, a lot of times the Mechaber does go with the Rashba as his major, major authority. But here, the Sidrei Tara is bothered, I think, is asking a doomed question. He's bothered, what do you mean? It's a minority view, okay? Now, just to understand, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Siv Chavtes, he goes the other extreme. Okay, here in Siv Chavtes 28, the Aruch HaShulchan goes the other extreme. And he is daiti near the Divrei HaRambam Muchrochim. He thinks the Rambam's right. Okay, and he said that's the Mishnah looks like that. The Mishnah, and so on. Because Haro Kesan Al Bsara, and then afterwards it talked about Chalukah, whatever. He has a diuk, and he says, the whole concept of Tliya is on the Kesem, not on her body. Anyway, he says, even a Kesem Kolshu on her body will be a problem. Again, Halacha Lamaisa doesn't come up all that often today because of underwear, but it's still something to bear in mind. Okay? Now, the Pishchei Tshuva, so I don't know. Lamaisa, I don't think people are Choshe Aruch HaShulchan like the Rambam, but I think many poskim are. You have to look in the in the Bar HaShulchan and some of the modern works. Again, the Shaila is not so common, but it could come up. So I have to take a look and see what they say. Do they accept the Sidrei Tara's contention that the Mechaber here Paskin like the Rashbo who's in the minority and he Shabbat Kola Rova the Poskim? So I think people are Machmer that they can be Mitzarev on the body. Although again the Shah doesn't come up all that often, but the Pesachei Tshuva does bring up an interesting point about garments from the Chai Adam and the Binas Adam. This is in Sikot and Tezayin. Okay, and that is listen to this and we'll finish up shortly. Right, look what he writes. He says, "Tipin harbe." He says, "Leinyan kesem hanimtzal beisyad shalashim amakom hakamotim." Now, this is not uncommon. You have garments; there are folds in the garments. So, here I'll just give an audiovisual aid. Okay, if my shirt is folded over like this, and there's dam here, okay, can you see what I'm doing? I have dam over here. So, if I look at all this as one size of gris, there's a problem. Yeah, but when I unfold it, there's space in between, right? So, this comes up sometimes with, when you have underwear, there's lining, right? I mean, there's, what you call it? They're called lining? You have men also, a regular pair of underwear. When it's inside out, there are, I don't know what you call it, the lining, I guess is the right word. No, that when you wear it inside out, the lining's on the outside, right? we wear it the right way, it's smooth on the outside, and like your socks or whatever. That little strip that when you put your socks on by the toes, right? When you wear it inside out, that thicker piece that's holding it together, the pieces is on the outside. When you wear it the right way in, whatever, inside in. So then, right? So it's the same thing with garments. And sometimes you could have dam, and this is a Shiloh for those who will look at Mars. Sometimes you have to see. There's dam, yeah, but when you open it up, so to speak, you spread it apart, the dam is really in two different places. But when she was wearing it, it was folded over, so to speak. So it looked, it's all in one place. But when you spread it out, yeah, but it wasn't spread out when she was wearing it. That's what the Piskei Teshuva is bothered by here. Okay, Mokam HaKmotim, even is that Tipin or that's Mistarev? Because there ain't no tougher Pasha Dein Mistarev, he called Kmat Omeid Ba'atzmo. Afirim Turim Tzarech Iyun, Da'al Kolponim Yesh Avir Beinahem. He leaves it as interesting. It's a question, okay? I think Bishas Archak would try to be Mekel in those situations, even though when she was wearing it, it was folded over. So it really is enough dam in one spot. But when you open it up, there's white in between. You can picture what I'm saying, right? Am I making it clear? You understand what I'm saying, right? About unfolding. So that's what the Piskei Teshuva was bothered by. He said it depends whether it was sewn that way. And if it wasn't sewn that way, there's still some space in between. Not so pasha. The Aruch HaShulchan is machmir on that also. In Simkuv Tzari Sif Lamed Ches 30. Yesh Mishem Istapek Bekesh. And he writes, "L'daiti near the vaday mitzarev." Okay, because what is it? What to din zeri alacha mosh misina debinin dafkim mufuradin? Okay, it means that it came in one spot. So this is one spot, and he says not to be mekel. I don't know. I think generally speaking, most poskim, certainly if there's a need, but even most poskim, most rabbanim today are mekel in this case, and therefore if you have the underwear and you have that lining piece. And that really kind of separates between the two dams. So we'll call that tipin, and they won't be mitzdarek, despite the chumrah of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? Let's just do siftes, the last thing for today. Kesam and imsal b'sara, because we talked about it already. So it's just really, it was part of the discussion we showed before. So we'll just finish it off. Okay? Simkot Tzadi siftes 31. Kesam and imsal b'sara shu aruch. Keretzua o ogol, right? It was long, like a strip, or it's round. Oshu tipin tipin. Oshu aruch hakesam aruch recha. Oshu nirakilu humamata mala. Ho to keneged beis haturfa. Temeyav ein omim ilu notov menaguf lohel kazeh. Okay, the mechaber paskins that like this, like you know, all those things are temeyah and all those different shapes and so on and so forth. Okay, that's what he says. I just finished. We saw this already, but I want to emphasize one other point. This tshuva from Moshe Feinstein, Chelek Dalet of Yerodeh Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Zayin, Oz Tez Zayin. Okay, so again, he makes the important point that when a woman inserts something into her, which does a bedika, which we have to remember this klal, when she does a bedika, then gris, and none of that's relevant, right? None of that is relevant when she did a bedika. She inserted something into her body, okay, so then we can't be making with a shear of gris. Any teep will be a problem, unless she can be taller than something else. So he's talking, for example, when you, machshir l'minias heran amunach begufa shekarim diaphragm, okay, which was a common form of birth control, probably less common today, but pills and so on, but, you know, she inserted something deep in, okay, which prevented the sperm from, you know what diaphragm is, right? It prevented the sperm from going all the way in. Has to be in deep enough that it doesn't impact beer. But anyway, so that's called the diaphragm. And when she cleaned out, let's say she found dam pachos megigris on the diaphragm. Okay, on the diaphragm. Now, that place, says Moshe, is also mokum badaku etzem acholes. There are no bugs in there. Okay, to inside her body, no bugs there. Okay. So he says, then yesh ulay latama gam pachos mikashir. Then any type of stain is a problem, right? But he says lechore pashon is dayt in vada yesh latzamtem b'mokam akinuach ach b'kivna lekach. Because she came below kivna lekach. When you're wiping, so we mentioned the other day, right? In this tshuva, that you wipe, so your hands go all over that area. So it's you must have touched some other place. And even if she wasn't planning to, maybe yesh latzamtem. But ubor shenago akinuach im sviyus osamokam. If she touched surrounding areas, then there's room to be makel because maybe it came from the surrounding areas. Okay, and he says nimtza ladina shebebodka atzma lechashivas bedika mishush hazman sheish lachosh. She's expecting her period whatever she does a bedika. So then, or in those days when it was taras, so then ain lachosh macholos atmei afilu nimtza mashu. She does a bedika. It's just important to know this and keep the context of what we're talking about gris in the correct context, right? It's only talking about non-bedika. But if she did a bedika, ain't lachos from a cholos, or tmei afilu bedin shemashu. Well, then afim chumla arma, even if she was just doing a bedika for a chumim, she was doing it alts bedika. If she was doing a bedikah, generally have to. She was just curious. So, wow, the reason generally have to, or she was wiping herself and sullen. Then ladina yesh on lisa shekincha gam svios also omom. Then, because she wasn't being so precise, her hands went, you know, with the cloth, with whatever she was doing the bedikah with, it went to different places. So then tzricha kashir grisva od. Okay. She didn't do any insertion at all, just did regular wiping. Then unlochush. Ubeishta, and the thing with the diaphragm also, it's possible, she has to make sure, okay, we would be machmer by a diaphragm, unless, Abotzarech Lachkor, he concludes, Yelo Osta is a petza cut miyada vitziponesh, kishichnisa vitziyaso. When you stick the diaphragm in, maybe she scratched the lining of the, you know, in the vaginal canal, when she was pushing the diaphragm in, maybe she scratched and that caused blood. So you have to look into those situations. Okay, so Ad Kan. I will continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, to discuss the issue of kesem on a dover that's not mekabel tumah. Do you have those sheets still? I think you still have, or not? Maybe not.
We have a couple.
So a couple more still, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I think you should have probably at least one more. Right. Okay.
We have up to 52.
You have up to 52. Okay, good. So that 51 will be, okay. So they'll have two shiurim on this issue. Good. Very good. Okay, I want you to have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Here, Mr. Thomas.